You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Early voting began in Kansas on yesterday. Missouri doesn't have early voting, but you can absentee vote in person with a reason. If you say that you're ill or you're susceptible to coronavirus, they will allow you to vote in person at 5 locations: Innovation Room, Union Station, Gregory Hills Church of God, United Believers Community Church, The Whole Person, and Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center. I'm posting those locations up on our Hot 103 Jam social right now so that you can handle up on that business.
Ain't no excuse. Get it done.
Have you eaten at Whataburger before?
Yes, in 2016 when I went to Houston for the first time.
Of course, our QB Patrick Mahomes is a lover of Whataburger, coming from Texas.
It's my quarterback.
The restaurant is looking to hire a general manager for its Blue Springs and Overland Park locations.
Kansas and Missouri, okay.
So if you have restaurant experience, I'm about to post a story up here. You can apply via the story.
I'm excited to try them again.
I've never had Whataburger, but I've had Whatachicken.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you was talking about the whole restaurant.
I had a Whatachicken.
And the result was?
It's all right.
So, okay, for those who haven't had it, it was similar to Sonic. The burger and fries. I didn't have the chicken. It was underwhelming, to be honest with
really?
You.
Oh, really?
Because of all the hype. It wasn't nasty or nothing like that, but people were telling me it was the biggest and best on earth, and it wasn't.
Would you say it in Patrick Mahomes' face?
Yes. Excuse me. But if he wanted me to say, if he wanted me to endorse it or something, I'd be like, oh, yeah, hey.
That's why you need to back back. They're coming into the town. They may be looking for somebody to bite into a burger for a check.
And you
messing it up right now.
I didn't say nothing bad about them.
I don't eat beef before a check.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with a shower. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 42 and Red Bridge in 71. Shade, what's popping?
Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump, shared then deleted a fake photo of 50 Cent and Ice Cube wearing Trump hats on the sideline of a basketball game.
Who did he have edit that for him?
I don't know. So the original picture was actually with Cube wearing a Big 3 hat. Of course, he is the owner of that franchise, and 50 just had on a regular black hat. But you can see that it's clearly Photoshopped. It doesn't even look like a good job. It looks like somebody just put Trump's logo right on top of it.
And this is the problem when you're dealing with somebody who has no low.
Bill Cosby is smiling in his latest mugshot. Representatives for the Phoenix State Prison said that they periodically update inmates' mugshots because their appearance can change. And so Mr. Cosby was due for a new one. Why this is news? I don't know.
No clue either. But I will say they got him in there looking bad.
He's old. He's in his 80s. I'm sure he's not doing well in there.
Yeah, I know.
Rumor Willis, she's the daughter of Bruce Willis. She appeared on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and her mother, Adrienne Banfield Norris. And she talked about having non-consensual sex.
Here's Amber Rose talking about her experience.
I was in a relationship for 2 years. I had consensual sex plenty of times during that relationship. I didn't want to be with him anymore. I told him that I was leaving, and he didn't want to hear that. He ripped my clothes off. I felt icky, I felt gross, yeah. I felt I was taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And it was terrible. And then he went downstairs and ate breakfast, like he didn't do anything. So the gray area in that situation is I had sex with him so many times within these 2 years. I didn't fully understand what had happened, but I know what I felt like after. If you want to have sex with someone, right, you're going to be touching them, rubbing them, kissing them, you're going to be on top of them, rolling around with them. If that wasn't what you were doing, the man knows that you're not with it. He's just taking advantage of the fact that
he has you in this
feel
position.
Bad to say no.
Wow.
No is no.
Right, and I agree with her at the end, but I don't think that there's no gray area. I think you either know... like, you know whether or not, you know, a woman wants to get down like that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad at this three-day run on the temperature, bruh. It's supposed to be 80-something degrees tomorrow. It's freezing now. I work outside. I don't know whether to put my winter clothes up or what, bruh. What's going on, man?
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Memphis originally.
Ah, see, that's the issue. So in Kansas City, all you got to do is wait for 5 minutes for the weather to change. This is typical Midwest weather, dog.
You ain't lying.
That's got to be what it is, bro.
This is where layers come in handy. Right now I'm wearing poom poom shorts and over-the-knee boots. And I have a trench coat handy just in case it starts raining.
I like the ingenuity.
What's your name, dog?
Hey, this is Tony.
All right, Tony. You stay cold and hot at the same time.
Appreciate y'all.
Have a good one. Be blessed.
All right.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Gems encourages you to get out and vote. November 3rd, it's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the upper 50s today with a shower on the way right now. You're partly cloudy in 42 in Overland Park.
Set a reminder in your phone for Tuesday, October 27th, 7 p.m. I will vote in 2020 Virtual Forum Destination Decision. We're going to be talking about what's appearing on the ballot. We'll have some experts on the show to talk about different segments of the population, including the Latinx vote, the Black vote. You don't want to miss this, especially if you have some questions about the propositions and different things that'll be on the ballot in our area.
Ooh, Julie and Shay going to be handing out information like hotcakes.
Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that a fall surge of coronavirus is on the way.
Oh, Lord.
He says that 45 states have expanding epidemics and that hospitalizations are rising in 42 of the 50 states.
I think it's going to be a real cold winter, Shay, because we didn't go through the coronavirus during the wintertime yet.
There have been more than 219,000 deaths in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, and more than 8 million confirmed cases.
That's just why I believe that we always should have just shut the entire country down for maybe a couple months or so, get control of this thing. Now, you know, I just feel like it's uncontrollable now until we get a vaccine.
With the varying information that was presented, that's where I think we went awry. And with our leadership not wearing masks and not pushing masks is where it went left.
Yep.
You know, we've got to make sure that we're washing our hands, socially distancing, and wearing these masks. The science says that if we do that, we will cut the infection passing in half.
Mm-hmm. But there's still people anti-mask. You know, they feel like their rights are being infringed on. It's for society. It's for humanity.
I had someone accuse me of us talking about it because we get paid. Where's my check? That's what I want to know, Brian.
I mean, are we endorsed by Hazmat or something?
Who
or?
Is paying us? Because I want my check. I'm not fam. Please tell me who's paying us so I can go get my ends.
Only people paying us is the Carters.
He ain't getting no money. He ain't getting no money to say that masks work.
We just
I'm sorry.
Following what the scientists say. Excuse us for following science. My bad. Facts.
I was big mad when I was accused of that. I said, you know what? There's money in this? Where?
There ain't no money in it. Ignorance. Being ignorant.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Less than 2 weeks until the election, and a lot of conversation is being had about what the black community deserves, what we should be asking for, and the like. Political commentator, friend of the show, Mr. Roland Martin on the line.
Good morning, Mr. Martin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Roland, we absolutely love the platform that you created for yourself. It's almost shameful that none of the black networks out there are covering news, political issues, election issues, especially in a time like this.
The only black-owned or targeted network that even has a news show is Revolt, which is a weekly news show called Black News, and that just started in July. And so you've had some specials that have been on BET as well, but nothing on regular. Well, my News One Now show that Paris on TV1 December 2017 is why I created Rolling Martin Unfiltered. I knew, I saw it back then, I said we have to have a daily news show during this 2020 election, and that's exactly why I created the show. And to give voice to these issues, to be able to put folks on, to hash these things out, talking to politicians, breaking down things like voter suppression. And so it's just unfortunate that, you know, there's TV1, there's sister network Cleo, BET Her, you've got Revolt, you've got OWN, you've got Bounce, you've got Aspire, you've got a network called Afro. Out of those nine, not a single one have a daily show. You think about that's 1,512 hours content produced every week, and just 1 hour that's dedicated every week to black news. And yeah, the Black News channel that launched in January, but they're a fledgling network, they're a 24-hour cable network, but very few people have seen it because they have limited distribution. Look, digital routers, what we got to do, we launched it since September 2018. You know, we did 30 million plus views last month, and so we're just growing and growing and growing, and that's really what my focus is. It's about being able to deliver a high-quality show that speaks to our issues and concerns.
What is the most important message that black voters are looking to hear from politicians?
Well, it varies, because remember, you got to remember, you have multiple elections going on. You got a presidential race, U.S. Senate races, congressional races, then you have statewide races, then you have your local races. And so the concerns of African Americans vary based upon the particular race. And I think it's important for us to realize there are issues out there that have agendas, that have asked, whether you're the NAACP, whether you're the Urban League, whether you're Rainbow Push, whether you're local groups, you have ministerial organizations, you have grassroots organizations, Black Lives Matter, other grassroots organizations out there as well. And so it's really, again, people aligning themselves with entities that are focused on our interests and concerns dealing with economics, dealing with housing, dealing with healthcare. We could go on and on and on. And so, you know, I think when people say there's no black agenda, that's not true. I mean, there are a number of organizations out there that have legislative agendas. The question is, are people aware of that? Like when I had Ice Cube on my show on Thursday, he said, well, you know, I put together my contract with Black America because I didn't see any plan out there. I was like, that's just not true, Q. You may not have seen it, but they're out there. I mean, you know, John Hope Bryant, Operation Hope, long ago put together Urban Marshall Plan. Black Futures Lab surveyed 30,000 African Americans with their Black Census Project. So I could go on and on and on the groups that are out there. What we have to have is, and again, this is where our mediums come into play. If we don't have the mediums, the communications mediums, that are amplifying these various plans, then one thinks they don't exist.
When we come back talking with Roland Martin about the Ice Cube interview, I got a chance to see it, but I'd like to find out what your audience's reaction has been to that interview.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a thunderstorm on the way. Right now, you're cloudy at 42 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. LaTanya Richardson Jackson, actress, producer, and wife of Samuel L. Jackson, is 71 today.
Is it Scorpio yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said Libra.
Oh, my bad.
Model Amber Rose is 37 today.
Hmm.
Kim Kardashian is out here 40.
I feel sad. I feel bad for the guy.
Singer Doja Cat is 25.
Hey.
And rapper Yella Beezy is 29 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 21st.
I was watching Fat Joe's IG Live last night with Busta Rhymes, chock full of hip-hop knowledge, stories, and history, Brian.
Yeah.
I noticed in the comments someone was posting about SARS, which is something that's happening in Nigeria. They've been protesting against police brutality against a faction of the police there. It's called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, also known as SARS there.
Mm-hmm.
And they allegedly killed a man. So Beyonce took to her socials yesterday. You know, she doesn't post very often, but she posted, "I am heartbroken to see the senseless brutality taking place in Nigeria. There has to be an end to SARS." She also posted to our Nigerian sisters and brothers, "We stand with you." Rihanna tweeted, "My heart is broken for Nigeria. It is unbearable to watch. I'm so proud of your strength and not letting up on the fight for what's right. Hashtag end SARS."
Police brutality anywhere in the world is a zero tolerance.
Last night, Tory Lanez went on his Instagram Live. I meant Tory Lames. He said that he did not shoot Megan Thee Stallion.
"And we know that what you're saying and what the alleged things and the alleged accusations of my name is are not true. It's falsified information, it's false information, and it's not accurate information. I don't ever want to come off like I'm here to bash this girl or I'm here to talk down about this girl or ever be at a place where like I'm disrespecting her, because to me as a person, she's still my friend. No matter what, even if she doesn't look at me like that, I look at her like she's still my friend. In the times that we were together or around each other, we've had nothing but joyous moments and good moments. So I'm not gonna sit here and bash her, but at the same time, it comes to a certain standpoint of me as a person where it's like, yo, do y'all want me to just sit here and just allow my name to be assassinated, my character to be assassinated, everything that I worked for to get here to just be assassinated for something that I did not do?"
All right, Shay, so I understand that you gotta defend yourself if you didn't do it, all right? But I don't watch a lot of SUV Law and Order or whatever it is, but I don't think it's the smartest thing to talk about an open case.
Hello? Every time we have anyone on this show, their lawyers will say they're not going to be able to talk about this because it is an open case.
Right.
Well, he's been charged with one felony count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and one count of carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle. If convicted, he faces over 20 years in state prison. Megan responded on her Twitter account by saying that he is, quote, genuinely crazy.
Our conversation with Roland Martin continues coming up at 7:37.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking with the host of Roland Martin Unfiltered this morning, Brian. And of course, the interview with Ice Cube has been watched, shared, and talked about ever since it hit the web. Roland Martin, talk to us about how that interview came into play and what you thought of what Ice Cube was saying with his contract with Black America.
When the Trump campaign team announced that he had, quote, worked with them on Trump's platinum plan, I reached out to him to come on to explain that because of a lot of people who were incensed by that, who couldn't believe it. And so he came on, Ed. He shared his thoughts, exactly what took place, how it came about. The thing that I was simply trying to establish was, okay, they say you work with them on this plan. My point was, okay, what exactly in their plan is in your contract with Black America? The Trump plan, I call the aluminum foil plan. Some call it the tinfoil plan. It's not legitimate. It's not real. There are no real specifics. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's thrown together. And here's the deal. If you want to know how serious this is, real Black conservatives, I'm not talking about that minstrel show, Diamond and Silk. I'm not talking about fools like Candace Owens and people like that. I'm talking about real Black conservatives. You know, have you noticed any of them touting his platinum plan? No, because they know it's not real. I'm talking about, you got Michael Steele, former Republican National Committee Chair. You got former Congressman J.C. Watts. You got Will Hurd, existing Republican right now, who is in the United States Congress. You got Senator Tim Scott, who is in the Senate. I haven't heard any of them say anything affirmative about Trump's so-called platinum plan, because they know it's fraud. They know it's a joke. And so that was the basis of the conversation. And then, of course, I mean, the reaction has been all over the place. There are some people who are incensed with Ice Cube, others who say that they appreciate him pushing this issue forward. I think the issue for us, and I think for Black America, our deal is there's no need to attack Ice Cube. There's no need to sit here and, oh, I'm taking sides. I'm with Cube. I'm against Cube. I think what's important for us right now, and here we are, 2 weeks out before the voting ends, election day, is for us to be focused to understand that the thing is, we have to always make demands for our agenda. Now, what that means is when people talk about Biden-Harris, well, here's the thing. You can make demands now, but they're not in power. Now, if they win, then it's important for us to have the infrastructure to be able to make those demands a reality. I look at an agenda from Biden-Harris or from anybody as a baseline. Okay, this is what you say you're going to do. It doesn't mean that's the only thing that you're going to do. Also, we got to understand there are three branches of government. There is the House, there's the Senate, there's the White House. So my deal is just asking Biden-Harris what they're going to do. Forget that. If the Dems get control of the Senate, we should be talking about a meeting with Pelosi, meeting with Chuck Schumer. That's one of the reasons why I have been pushing publicly, and I did it privately for 2 years, for the last 7 weeks to get Nancy Pelosi, on my show. Because my deal is, Nancy Pelosi, you're Speaker of the House, you need to be communicating with Black media, not just going on MSNBC and going on CNN. Just sitting here talking about it right now is one thing. What are you going to do once they're there? How are you going to mobilize people? How are you going to be knocking on doors in the halls of Congress? That's what I'm talking about. And I conveyed that not only to Diddy, Ice Cube, but also conveyed that to Diddy back in June when he was talking about holding out both hostage.
Speaking with journalist Roland Martin, the past several years have been tumultuous for minorities, specifically Black and brown people in the United States. Do you think there will be an influx in the future in more minority policemen and minorities involving themselves in politics?
Well, first of all, you're already seeing that. So I won't say it's been tumultuous for the last several years. It's been tumultuous for Black people since 1619. So people of African descent. So let's just be clear. We've had this issue. We're 23 years away from America becoming a nation with majority people. By 2043, whites will comprise 47% of America. Hispanics, Blacks, Asian Americans will comprise 53%. So we're moving towards that right now. You have the Congressional Black Caucus right now is the largest caucus on the Democratic side in the House right now. They are approaching 60 members. You've seen that number increase since 1970, since CDC was started. So that number is going up, it's going up. You're seeing more African Americans run for statewide office. In North Carolina, right now, 5 black women are running for statewide office. Okay? It was unheard of for black people to win, but also to even run for statewide office. So we're seeing that right now. And so what we have to do is, as African Americans, be in position for power. And that is, and that's why I make the point when it comes to education, other areas, how we are in position for power, because, look, it's going to change. And so the question is, are we going to be, again, properly positioned, having the infrastructure to make sure that our demands are being met? See, it's one thing to say, we need this, but you got to put in the work. There's a great book called Lion in the Lobby. And it's a book on Clarence Mitchell. Most people have no idea who Clarence Mitchell is. Clarence Mitchell's nickname was the 101st Senator. He was the head of the Washington, D.C., the NAACP Washington, D.C. Bureau during the Civil Rights Movement. It was his job to go door to door to work with U.S. senators in order to enact civil rights legislation. That was his job. See, so it's one thing to say we need this and we need that and we need this and we need that, but you have to put in the work to actually get it done. And it's not as simple as tweeting it or posting it on Instagram or Facebook. You literally have to have the people, the bodies, the researchers, the lobbyists to begin to not only work the halls of Congress, but work state capitals, to work city councils and county commissioners. And that's why you got to have organization. See, it's one thing to say we must mobilize, but you got to be organized.
Watch Roland Martin Unfiltered every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, streaming live on Facebook Live, YouTube, IGTV, Periscope, and with podcasts available on iHeartRadio.
Yep. I appreciate it, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roland Martin.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My second favorite holiday is fastly approaching. That's Halloween.
Really?
Candy.
You?
Candy?
It's a silly holiday, though. You don't do silly.
What's silly about candy?
Damn!
What's silly about chocolate
Everything.
And peanut butter?
Everything. Look at the packaging. But I get it.
Nearly a quarter of Americans still plan on trick-or-treating this Halloween.
Yeah, all right.
Down only 6% from last year. And I'm going to jump out there and say that it's probably because of the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably it's a holiday where kids get to use their imagination and fantasize and embody characters that they wouldn't normally embody. A survey of several generations revealed that most of us like the same Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Gen Zers, Millennials, Gen Xers, and Baby Boomers all named Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Snickers
mm-hmm.
as their top two Halloween candy.
Yeah, that's probably mine too. Yeah, definitely. I fall in that.
But when they were asked to name candies further down the line, it was a varied response.
He ain't
with
lying.
Baby Boomers putting Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, God.
Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, Lord. My mama's a boomer. Sorry, mama. She loves Tootsie Rolls, too. And that is the middest of candies.
It's like wax with a low grade of chocolate. It's not even chocolate aggressive like how I like it, you know?
I'm not offended. The flavor Tootsie Rolls, now that's a different thing.
Now in a lollipop. Now that you don't like the Tootsie Pops?
Bruh. I'm not. It got that little fake chocolate in the middle of it.
It's delicious in that. Fam.
Ooh.
They sell it at the Quick Trip. I like the pomegranate one, but sometimes for some reason when it be in that little basket, the wrapper come off. And then I think to myself, what if somebody touched? I'm going into too much depth.
You are.
What Tootsie Pops?
Are you more of a chocolate person than a fruity candy, right?
I mean, I'm not a discriminator, so I mean, I like, well, the only thing I really don't like is
banana Laffy Taffys.
Coconut.
Really? So you're not like almond mounds or almond joy? No, you don't like those? I love those. People don't like those for some reason, but I do.
It's the coconut.
I love coconut. You don't like coconut?
No.
You don't eat German chocolate cake?
No.
You don't know what you're missing.
I've eaten it before, but you ain't never gonna hear me. Ooh, when we about to slice up that no.
That's like me with sweet potato pie, so I get it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Rain on the way right now. You're partly cloudy and 44 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Michael Jordan's dominance on the court has been undeniable, but some folks have questioned what he has given back to the community over the years. Apparently, he's been doing a lot silently, and here's something else that we just found out about. He opened up a community clinic in Charlotte several months ago, and he's opening up his second clinic called the Novant Health Michael Jordan Family Medical Clinic. In a press release, it states, quote, "When we came together to make the first clinic's opening last fall, no one could have predicted we would be facing a global pandemic just 5 months later. I'm so proud of the positive impact our clinic has had on the community so far, especially during COVID-19. Our second clinic will provide critical services to improve the health and lives of more Charlatans, which is so important to me and to Novant Health."
Love it. Need more athletes to step up like that.
So Jamie Foxx is going to star and executive produce a show called Day Shift. It's a vampire comedy.
Oh, like Vampire in Brooklyn. Okay.
I guess so. He's going to play a blue-collar dad trying to provide a solid life for his 8-year-old daughter. And by night, he's slaying dragons. I mean, vampires.
Flip-flopping. I wish I could say that whole quote.
So, happy 40th to Amber Rose. Yesterday, she appeared on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and her mama. And they talked about something that is very shocking. The amount of women who say that in relationships, they're being forced to have non-consensual sex.
I was in a relationship for 2 years. I had consensual sex plenty of times during that relationship. I didn't want to be with him anymore. I told him that I was leaving, and he didn't want to hear that. He ripped my clothes off. I felt icky. I felt gross. Yeah. I felt I was taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. And then he went downstairs and ate breakfast, like he didn't do anything. So the gray area in that situation is I had sex with him so many times within these 2 years. I didn't fully understand what had happened, but I know what I felt like after. If you want to have sex with someone, right, you're going to be touching them, rubbing them, kissing them, you're going to be on top of them, rolling around with them. If that wasn't what you were doing, the man knows that you're not with it. He's just taking advantage of the fact that
he has you in this
feel
position.
Bad to say no.
Wow.
This is something many women deal with. No means no. This story is specifically for you, Brian. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis will be releasing their first ever artist album.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. They still got it, too. Let's be clear, okay?
What's the last thing they put out, friend?
I know they worked on Janet's album in 2016, and they work sporadically, but they worked on a lot of things on Confessions, and they worked on a lot of things on Raymond versus Raymond as well.
Let's run down their accolades.
Come on, hit me with it.
31 top 10 hits in the UK and 41 in the US. They have more Billboard number ones than any other songwriting and production team in history. They've produced 16 Billboard Hot 100 number one hits, 26 Billboard R&B number one hits. They are among a handful of producers to have number one records in 3 consecutive decades, with number ones in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. They've had 41 songs reach the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 and 31 in the top 10 in the UK.
I mean, these guys are truly living legends. They up there with Quincy Jones. They're up there with some of the most famous, best producers of all time. Give them their flowers right now. SOS Band, Usher, Janet, whoever you want to name, they don't work with them.
I knew you'd like this story.
Woo!
No one's gonna learn, yeah.
This is a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis production.
Nobody, I can love you better.
Come on, Shay.
No one's gonna learn.
Hey!
My mother and father were still together when this is out. I was a shorty. Hey!
We're gonna take this to work.
Winners sound good.
If I ain't gonna do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Derek.
All right, Derek. It's on you.
It was just like two ways on being. I'm your king, be my queen. And what do you wanna do tonight? My truck is parked out front, so let's ride.
I can read your mind. Hey, I know what you're thinking. Mm. It's all right.
Ew.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Benson and Hedges or Newport?
Nah, he a cool smoker.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, but did I get it?
It's all good, baby. You in there.
Okay.
We
okay.
Got you a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches Instant Ticket Prize Pack, and you just qualified yourself to get a 1K payday, all right?
Okay.
Well, stations live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that seat.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
October is Domestic Violence Prevention and Awareness Month. Often, friends and family members who know that their loved one is in an abusive situation feel helpless. Here are some things you can do. Acknowledge that they are in a very difficult and scary situation. Be supportive and listen. Be non-judgmental. Respect your friend or family member's decisions. There are many reasons why victims stay in abusive relationships. They may leave and return to the relationship many, many times. Don't criticize their decisions or try to guilt them. They will need your support even more during these times. If they end the relationship, continue to be supportive of them. Help them develop a safety plan. You can find ideas for a safety plan on thehotline.org. Encourage them to talk to people who can provide help and guidance. Remember that you cannot rescue them. Although it is difficult to see someone you care about get hurt, ultimately, they are the one who has to make the decisions about what they want to do. It's important for you to support them no matter what they decide and help them find a way to safety and peace. For more information, visit thehotline.org or call 1-800-799-SAFE. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.